he worked about half the reps. You know, we'll leave it up to Charles and our trainers to see where he is. We're optimistic, but we don't know right now. That's why he's listed the way he is. We don't look at it that way. We look at this is game one for us, and it's certainly how they look at it is up to them, and we're just going to try to go out there from our standpoint and be a better football team and do the things we've talked about all week to all of you about what we want to improve and not get caught up into the mentality of the other team. We're focused strictly on building our emotional edge and investing each and every day into the game and becoming a better football team, and this will give us a chance to see a little bit more about ourselves. I've said that before. We're going on the road at night. You guys know that it's a national game, and it's an opportunity for us to be at our best and do it in the right way, and that's what we're working on. We can't speak for Pittsburgh. Certainly we've got a lot of respect for them and the tradition of that football team and that city and the players that have played there and for a long time that are on that football team. There's a lot of pride there, and we know they're guys just like us. I mean, my focus has been consistent, and I truly believe in it. It's just to create the environment daily for our guys to succeed. And, you know, I'm not going there. I know the questions are going to be asked, but I'm giving you a straight answer that there's no consideration of any of that going in. It's just to do whatever we can to be at our best and have our team be at our best. Well, teams win on the road, and one of the ways they win is they have the ability to get off the snap count without, you know, pre-snap penalties, which are such a focal point for teams offensively and defensively. So we worked hard at it all 3 days with noise, and we were very effective, and now we just got to do it under the lights on Sunday night.
Is it a simple thing
I don't think there anything is simple, but we've got guys who, you know, played throughout their college careers in stadiums larger sometimes than the ones we play in, and noise that's louder than some of the stadiums we play in. So we've got an experienced group of young guys who have played in it, and certainly veterans. So we've got a system to get it done, and we did it very effectively in the noise this week. But we got to that's got to translate to the game. We'll see. Well, I don't think you can ever disagree with that. It is Pittsburgh, one of the traditional teams, very similar to, you know, the team that we're fortunate enough to be with here. That when people come into this city or they go to Pittsburgh, they know great games have been played there with great players, and there's great tradition there. So I think that's all part of it. But I don't have that sense, because every place you have the opportunity to coach football in the National Football League is a special place, because it's something that not everybody gets to do. So I don't know that any one place is more special than the next. I think they're all terribly special.